So I had a revelation about how you and I handle money differently.
That I do it so well?
Yeah, that wasn't quite the revelation. Welcome to Family Life Today, where we want to help you pursue the relationships that matter most. I'm Dave Wilson.
And I'm Ann Wilson, and you can find us at familylifetoday.com. or on the Family Life app.
This is Family Life Today. I mean, honestly, we've been married 42 years, and it's in the 42nd year that I realize this, which is, I mean, our listeners are going to be like, this is a dumb moment. You should have known this from day one. But I'm always on you. I mean, probably every week about little things you buy, like for the grandkids. Every week there's some little toy. And again, we're talking $8, $12
here and there. I spend our money on other people.
Oh, you do?
For sure.
You are the biggest gift giver.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is awesome and terrifying at the same time.
Or if somebody is going on a mission trip, I'm like, oh, we need to help this person.
I mean, you all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, and I've always said there should be a budget for that, but you know.
I say, then make a budget and I'll try to adhere to it.
Somehow it's my fault.
But okay, what's your other revelation?
But the revelation was, and maybe you said it, I don't remember, but you spent all these little nickel and dime things and then I don't spend any. I'm not buying anything for anybody. I'm not even buying myself a pair of tennis shoes. And then I'll go out and buy a car. Or I'll buy a guitar.
Or a motorcycle.
Like, I mean, it's
your
like
purchases are
one
really
big. One purchase by me is 3 years of your little, probably 20
See?
Years of your knickknack.
I'm so glad you
and
realized
I have,
this.
I have shut up about her thing of like, oh yeah, I did just buy a guitar and that was like $800 and I don't need it.
Mine was like $375.
Well, so we need help. And we've got help in the studio. We got Bob and Linda Lodick back.
Yep.
And they're going to help us with money. And they're not going to just help us. They're going to help everyone with money. So welcome back.
Yeah, thanks for having
us. And you guys are over there laughing at us. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking your situation is very common.
Is it?
Oh.
I think so.
It is?
Yeah, and also that we do the same thing. Yep. I definitely make smaller purchases and a lot of them. And he is like, makes a giant one.
Oh, that sounded really
a giant.
Big,
she said
Bob.
Giant, Bob.
I mean, she kind of had that hand motion going.
So I have bought some motorcycles.
he said some motorcycles.
Plural. He said
well,
plural.
Well, no, I guess technically one motorcycle.
I want one.
What kind is it?
So I don't have it anymore. It was a Suzuki Intruder, just a cruiser.
Well, it's a little cheaper than a Harley. So
oh,
way to go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Way cheaper than Harley. It's like the Harley knockoff. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I tend to buy the bigger purchases, I guess.
Do you have guitars?
Oh, yeah.
You got guitars?
Oh, yeah.
You play.
Well, let's go. We should be singing together.
I know.
It's been a while. No, that's still funny. Like, I moved to Nashville 7 years ago now.
Yeah.
And it's like, as soon as I moved to Nashville, I like stopped playing.
Really?
Yeah, so I might be able to figure out a G chord, you know, but like.
well, I did a marriage conference once in Nashville, and I'm bringing my guitar on stage, and I'm like, what am I doing? I'm in Nashville with people that can really play.
Oh, yeah.
It is funny.
Everyone
like
there is a musician.
They are, aren't
I mean,
they?
It's crazy.
Really?
You meet someone who's not, and you're like,
are you
why
sure?
are you here?
What are you doing here?
So you guys have a similar thing. How did you work that out?
Well, we have a really detailed budget. And we actually have what we call a seed account. So that's our money for giving.
Mm.
So this is a game changer.
It was a game changer.
Like yeah. So anybody listening, like if you want to make giving more fun and you like, give a heart towards giving, but you're always like, well, I don't want to give that because that's going to pull out of grocery money or whatever, like which we did for years. And we just found that was holding us back on our giving. But at the beginning of the month, we get paid immediately. One of the first things we do is we put X amount of dollars into this seed account. Once it's in there, it's no longer ours. And so that money's just sitting there waiting for whatever God's ideas are throughout the month of, why don't you just give that to that person?
Oh,
or
like
why
that.
Don't you leave that person a $100 tip or whatever? And it's like we're sitting there watching and waiting with the money there ready to spend it. And it's so much different.
So you put it in every month.
Every month.
And what's great is that we don't have to ask each other.
Yep.
Like if we're going to spend. I mean, if it's something, if it's a larger thing, we'll run it by each other just to make sure we're, you know, on the same page. But if it's like buy that person Starbucks. It's like, yeah, I'm just going to do it. I had a friend who had a baby just about a month ago, and she got really sick and her little baby got really sick. Mm. And I was like, and she has other kids. And I thought, I'm going to go get her food and then I'm going to bring food that her kids, her older kids can just grab and eat and some little toys that are not going to make a big mess in their house. So I didn't even tell him about that. He might, this might be the first you're hearing of this.
Yep, it is.
But it was like, that would be helpful as a mom with little kids when I'm sick and my baby is sick.
But that's coming out of your seed money.
That comes out of the seed money. So he doesn't care about it. It's not like it's taking from our grocery budget or anything like that.
Well, and it's so much easier.
And there's the freedom for me to
like,
just
we're
do
just
that.
Like, yeah,
to
be it's generous. Not even our money. Like, we're just giving someone else's money at that point.
Well, your book is called Simple Money, Rich Life.
I love this. 21-day kickstart to stress-free money management.
Yeah.
21 days?
I mean, that's to solve all financial problems, but that's why we call it a kickstart. 21 days of action steps to help you move forward financially and to put you on a good path.
Yeah.
That's what we can
Well,
promise.
Give us the four, you know, sort of four-pronged thing, because this is obviously part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm guessing you don't start with the giving.
Yeah.
So although maybe you do. I don't know. You tell us.
No, I mean, we're a big advocate of that. I mean, that's a, we'll run down a little side tangent here. So one of the things that God has done at two significant points when we were trying to pay off a lot of debt, because we felt like God called us to give more in those situations.
Hmm.
You know, I get people asking me all the time, like, all right, well, I'm trying to pay off debt. Should I stop giving? Should
I
stop tithing?
That's a big question.
Yeah. Right.
Like, I hear that a lot. You know, and I'm not going to answer that question for anybody. I'll just tell you what God had us do. In two different cases, when we were trying to pay off all of our credit cards and car loans and when we were trying to pay off our mortgage, God called us to give more. And in both instances, we saw that those things get paid off years faster than they should have.
Hmm.
God's math doesn't work like our math. It was a really cool experience for us seeing that. So anyway, coming back to your point, the answer sometimes is to give first, you know? And I don't want to make a blanket statement to say that's always that, but for us, it was.
Yeah.
You know? So the book is based off John Wesley. He had this quote years ago that we've loved and we've always just kind of lived our life by a little bit. But basically, I'll give you the modern English version, not the old English version, where he said, I make as much as I can from, he was a writer and a preacher, which, you know, that right there, I think gets people like, wait, a preacher trying to make as much money as he can? Like, some people are like, you know, so he said, I make as much as I possibly can, and then I reduce my spending, I save as much as I can, and I do all of that so that I can give as much as I can. And what I love about Wesley in this idea is that, you know, and especially, again, as a preacher, like, he understood, this is my God-given gift. These are the natural talents that he's given me. So why not push that as far as I can go? Why not take that to its limit of how much I can earn from that in order that I can, A, impact people's lives through my writing and preaching, but then also the byproduct of that, you know, the compensation for that, I can now take that and use that to impact people's lives. And so I just loved that. And so this book, we built kind of off of that framework where the first part of the book, we talk about reducing and how to spend money strategically, how to automate it so you can save time, you know, because I don't want to waste, no one wants to spend all kinds of time managing money. So I want to do it effectively and reduce our time spent. But then next section is about how do we earn more? How do we take the God-given gifts and talents that we have and use that to basically be in a better position to earn more? And then the third part, we talk about giving and how to make giving more fun than you ever thought possible. Because like both of us didn't really like giving. We didn't grow up like just loving giving, but we've come to like it being our favorite thing in life to do and the thing that we get the most joy out of. And then the fourth part is enjoying all of this, like enjoying spending money, not feeling guilty, but also enjoying the process of making money, enjoying the process of being strategic with our spending and enjoying giving. And I believe that we can enjoy all facets of our financial lives, and that's what we're after.
I remember when Dave and I first got married, we came on staff with Campus Crusade for Christ crew, and we basically were making very little money. We were raising our support, and when it came time to give, it felt like we're making nothing. We're in ministry, but we still tithed, but man, I remember people talking about saving, putting the money away, and we were like, we can barely live on what we're making.
Yeah. Yep.
And I think a lot of people are feeling that crunch, especially with the economy right now. It's
inflation
crazy.
Is not helping.
Inflation is crazy. So can we still live within our means, or do we need to sell our house and move into a little apartment?
Yeah. So I think that's one of the interesting things. So many of our financial decisions, because we all have these mindsets and patterns that we get into of how we do things. So in our marriage, like I do this role, you do that role or whatever. In our finances, it's like we develop routines of this is what we do with our money. These are the cars we drive. This is the house we live in, whatever, all that stuff. And I think it's really powerful when you begin questioning all those assumptions that we've built up about all these things. And just asking the question, all right, what does it look like if we only have one car instead of two cars? All right, what does it look like if we moved out, you know, because, I mean, and we've been asking this question, you know, so like right now we're in Franklin, Tennessee. We all know real estate has, whatever, been crazy. And we're looking at on Zillow what it says our house is worth. I'm like, man, like we could sell, you know, so.
We've had that conversation.
Yeah, we have.
So I think just looking at, just asking questions about that. It's like, all right, what does it look like if I did go pick up whatever, a job delivering meals or something for 4 hours a week, you know, or any number of different things, but just continue to ask questions of, yes, my life would change if I made this change, but would it be worth it? What if there's a temporary measure? What if I just did this for 3 months? Like we're offering, encouraging people to do like a 1 month challenge. Mm-hmm. Like, because you can do anything for a month and oftentimes that'll just open your mind up to a new way of thinking about something. And so a 1 month challenge where it's like, maybe we don't go out to eat. And just what is that like?
Okay, so the 1 month challenge could be something like that.
Oh, yeah.
This month, we're not going to go out to eat.
Yeah, just experiment with that. Because if you're someone who our regular routine is, we go out to eat four nights a week. Like, that's just what we do. It's like, all right, what if you changed that for 1 month? Like, what does that look like? And there might be all kinds of wonderful byproducts and benefits to that of you're eating together as a family around the table and your time with your kids is better or you're saving money or
eating
maybe it's healthier.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so there's oftentimes positive byproducts of these decisions that we can make, but it always requires us to kind of think outside of the box and really to be open to some level of change, you know?
Now, have you found that people are open, like when they read your book or maybe you sit down with them, or are they more resistant? Because every time, and we mentioned this before, but it seems like everybody has the same perspective, which is the only way to get out of my financial situation is I need more money.
Yeah.
That's the only answer.
Yeah.
And so I need more jobs or I'm not going to be able to do it. So we're just stuck.
Right.
And you're saying that's not what you guys did.
So, okay.
You didn't go make a ton more money and you got out of debt.
No.
So this is what's so funny. Okay. We have talked to so many people. I mean, every single time I talk to someone, and they will tell me the same thing. I've cut everything. There's absolutely no money to save. Like, there's nothing there. And I'm like, okay, you might be right. But the fact is, like, statistically speaking, you're probably 95% likely that you're wrong. Okay, so.
I bet they love hearing you say that.
No, I don't say that to people, but that's what I'm thinking.
You don't say it like that.
Because I hear this all the time, over and over and over and over again.
I don't have enough money to put away.
And there's nothing, and there's nothing.
There's
to
no
cut.
Wiggle I can get room.
This. Yeah. You know,
so
yeah.
We had a couple that we were counseling who we were talking through, and they came to us because basically they're like, all right, like what were they saying? They need to move out of their house?
I
or
think
something?
They were going to move out of their house.
Because they couldn't afford rent.
I mean, she was like pregnant, about to have a baby. It was like, this is not the time to be moving houses, right?
Like they were in really bad financial situation.
And so Bob said, okay, well, I want you to do this exercise. I want you to track what you're spending and what you're spending it on. So there's, you know, what is it? Personal capital?
Yeah, the first question we asked them was, all right, well, how much do you think you're spending on eating out? Okay. Yeah. And so they said, $200. We're pretty consistently spending $200. And I said, yeah, do this. Okay. And this is something we're always recommending. This is fantastic advice if you are not doing this.
Step number one.
Start tracking your spending. Start paying attention to where it's going. Yes, you can write it down on a piece of paper, just like a food journal, whatever, that type of thing. But simply by doing that, you will spend less money.
Okay,
like,
we're going to do this.
Guarantee
Let's
it.
Do this next month.
Guarantee
Finally,
it.
Okay. She says
no, you're
yes.
the one that doesn't want to put it on the plan.
Let me go. I'm the one.
Okay, so we're going to do a journal.
You can write it down. You can do that if you're old school.
Put it in our phone.
You can use an app like Personal Capital or Mint.com. You can go in there, plug in your bank account information or your credit card, like if you're comfortable doing that.
Mint.com or what's the other one?
Mint.com or Personal Capital. Both
Personal
of them will
capital.
Do this.
Okay.
You can go on there and they will spit back out exactly where you've spent your money for the last 3 months. And so you can find out if you actually are spending $200 eating out or the $500 a month on grocery that you think you are, because people are almost always wrong. And so
if this
you're not
couple,
it,
have they underestimated or overestimated what they're spending?
Yeah, almost everybody underestimates what they spent.
Yeah. So this couple said $200 a month. They went and checked and they were spending $800 a month eating out. So it was like, just like that, they found $600 a month.
A month.
Wow.
And so, like, you don't have to move.
Yeah.
Or,
you just need to cook a few meals at home. Well, it's like, I mean, it's such a simple problem.
What I like to think about this is, okay, you're spending $800. You can continue spending $800. This is your choice if you want to move.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter to me what you do.
Right.
Yeah.
That's your choice.
Yeah, because we all spend money spend it. According to our values and what's important right. to us. But it's good to know that.
Oh, yeah.
To know that I'm choosing to eat out $800 a month and move out of my house.
Yeah.
Right.
Or
so we can eat out.
Yeah.
Like it's so, that's why it's so important to track, to know what's going on, because you can't identify the problems if you don't know that they're
okay,
there.
Okay. So that's our number one step. Start tracking. Okay. Mm-hmm. You ready for this, Dave? We're going to do it. Okay.
I've already done it.
No, you haven't.
I track everything. Anyway.
No, you don't.
Keep going.
Yeah. What's our next step? Like, okay, we're starting to see where it's going.
So yeah, this is good information for us. The people who aren't paying attention
see
to what's
she's
going
looking
on.
At me.
For
no,
us.
I know, but this is you and me.
Yes.
Because I remember Bob came to me one time and said, do you know you're spending, what was it?
I think it was $200 or $300 a month.
$200 or $300 a month on Starbucks. Okay, this was the one that I was trying to hide from him.
Is this when you cried?
No, this
I'm guessing
after.
A lot of
so
people
I'm proud
spend
of myself.
That on Starbucks.
I didn't do this sure. in a passing judgment way. This
he
was
really
very
didn't.
Much
oh,
just,
oh,
he
just what did that sound like then?
He just said, here's some information. It was like he just handed me this information and then he walked away. I mean, which was brilliant because now he left it to me to make the decision.
Oh, that's really wise.
I mean, Bob, you
it's
weren't mad.
So wise. No.
Oh, honey.
I don't think
did
I
you
was
hear that part?
Mad.
What?
How he did it? That was
okay.
good.
So,
that's why
so,
I asked him if
are
he
we
was
fighting
mad.
Right now?
No, no, no. I'd be but like, are why? You kidding
yes,
me?
Yes, that's exactly what you would have said. Like,
that doesn't
wow,
work
this
well.
Is
I've learned that doesn't work well.
Yeah,
you know where
anybody.
This money's going. Okay,
but here's
now.
Why. Here's why he could do that is because we have our budget set up in a way that we each have our own personal spending money, which is another marriage game changer.
Mm.
To where you don't have to ask him permission to do the stuff
does
that you want
to
do.
Tell me how
and
much
he doesn't
it's
have to ask
be?
Your permission. He can save up his money as long as he wants, and then go buy his whatever guitar, motorcycle,
third Telecaster.
You gotta
and
have
you,
three of those.
You don't care because
I don't care
because that's not affecting you and what you spend.
Well, my problem
and
is I usually
versa.
Don't care anyway. Like, no, don't get your. I don't care, you know, because I know I'm spending money, so I'm almost right. feeling better that he's doing it.
That's hilarious.
But this is better this but, way,
right? Because then now you're not feeling guilty for any of the money you're spending.
Yeah,
and well, then he and doesn't it, care either.
How do you determine how much that is?
Well, I mean, that's different for every family, but like we.
Is it a percentage?
Ours fluctuates based on what is coming in.
That's yeah, it, okay. but generally honest. It's a set amount. Like it's for a, each yeah. month, you know, we each get a few $100 of basically disposable money that we can spend on everything. But the thing that's so powerful too is that you're no longer having to have a conversation with your spouse about, hey, can I buy this?
Yeah.
Because so many couples are doing that, constantly asking each other.
Yeah, right.
It's another point of contention mm-hmm. that's yeah. unnecessary.
Well, and it makes... You know, someone in my shoes feel like I have to ask permission.
It makes
all
me
the
feel
time.
Like a child. I'm yeah. going to ask my dad if
and it's
I can
not supposed
spend
to be
something.
Like that.
Yeah.
And so eliminating that by having your own budgeting categories. Now, I'm all for, you know, them being joint accounts.
Right, right.
I'm not advocating like hiding right. money from your spouse, but I think it's really powerful and important to have your own money where you can be you without judgment from your spouse. So she doesn't get mad when I buy a third saw from Lowe's, you know, and I don't get mad when she buys whatever,
a
100
saw? Another saw.
What are you doing
I'm like,
with those
why do we
saws?
Have 12
I don't know
saws.
Why. She always brings up
they're
saws.
They're all different and they all do different things.
A circular
but
saw,
it's
a table
money.
Saw, chainsaw.
I know,
yeah.
I'm
exactly.
like, if you
they
want to buy
different
another
things.
Saw, go
you
for
have
it.
Different guitars for different sounds?
Yeah,
the
see,
same thing?
It's weird.
And this has no interest to me. So it could be, if it, yeah. if our money's all in one bucket, I could just be going, why are you buying another right. saw? This is annoying to me. But instead, I go, go ahead, buy your saw. And I'm going to go
now, is that
buy
only,
another pair of shoes.
Is that the only thing you do separate with the account, or do you give out a separate too, or is that more joint?
Our seed
everything
account.
Else is joint.
Okay,
it's
so that's just
the, we have our own personal spending money, which is you go have as much fun as you want. Just keep it within this amount.
Do you do a percentage of your income, or do you just pick a number every month?
It's normally just a set number. Just a few okay. $100 each month. And, yeah. and it'll fluctuate. You know, we generally, we get a paycheck from our business. And so as long as the paycheck is staying stable,
right,
we'll keep it
and
at
so
that.
If you really want to get something that's a little more expensive than what you're getting monthly, you're going to save.
I have to save up for
you're
it.
You're not going to mm-hmm. Bob and going, hey, I need more money. You're going to go, you know what? I'm going to
I mean,
save
sometimes
for-
I will.
I was going to say, like $200 a month, it's going to take a while to save up for something big.
For something big, right.
Yeah. No, so like I started saving my money and she's like, you got a lot of money over there. Are you going to use all that?
Always.
Ooh, do you try to get him to give you some?
We can, well, sometimes I do.
I would too.
We can be generous with it too.
But so he hands me this information, right? Like, let's go back to this. And since it's coming out of my spending money, he doesn't really care,
yeah.
Which is just a marriage
That's
hack.
A great thing right there.
So he just says—
That would change the game.
Here's
right
this information. So I just want
you
to
have
it.
I think it was $2,400 a year is and like
he,
what we
And then he walks
out.
Away. And then I'm like, oh man, now I can't unknow this, right? But then you get to make the decision that you want to make based on the information you have. And I think that's why this is so powerful is because you can decide what you want to do next. But when you don't have any of that information,
yeah.
And I think that's why there's so many fights is nobody has any of this information and they're all just guessing based on how it feels. And it feels like you just bought 4 saws this month, you know?
Yeah.
And he's like, well, it feels like you just bought 3 pair of shoes. And so like, we're both having this like, but we
Tug
don't actually know what's going on.
Yeah, that's good.
So to me, this is game changing.
Yeah.
So even those two things, you have your seed account, you have a personal account for personal spending. Mm-hmm. If my money goes toward like giving things to people, buying yeah. things to mm-hmm. people, does that come out of my personal or my seed?
I mean, we'd pull it out of seed.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I mean, this is one of those things where God's just constantly working on our hearts. You've had moments where you felt like God wanted you to give out of your spending.
Right.
Just as, you know.
Just as a practice to be like, whose money really is this?
Yeah, that's good.
You know, where I remember getting $100 from my mom for my birthday one year. And I had spent that $100 25 ways in my head because I'm that kind of girl. But I drove through the Chick-fil-A in Franklin, Tennessee. Okay, it's Franklin is a nice part of town, okay?
It's
so I drive
beautiful.
Through the Chick-fil-A and there was a man standing there with a sign saying, I've lost my job, I have kids to support. And I remember pulling through and I had that crisp $100 bill sitting in my wallet and God was like, that's for him. And I was like, oh, but actually that's for me. It came from my mom.
But I
you
thought.
Know? It came from my parents. It's for my birthday. And he was like, no. And I was like, okay. And so it came from my spending money. And it was really good because for me, it just reminded me where is my trust?
Mm.
Where is, you know, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And so I was like, my treasure is more in helping someone else than just getting that necklace I wanted
whatever. You ever drive by that person and not feel a nudge to give? Because every time I see one,
right,
I think I should be given whatever's in my wallet.
Yeah. I didn't know you feel
I
that.
I often feel that, and I feel really bad when I don't. It's like...
See, you need a seed account.
Well, I mean, yeah. Yeah, because, yeah, I'm thinking I'm just going to give cash rather than what we give. Because we have a giving percentage that we, you know,
yeah.
give,
mm-hmm.
but
yeah.
I've never seen it like that.
Yeah.
A seed account. So maybe that's the way to think of it.
That's the way to think of it.
I don't think you would ever drive by somebody without stopping.
No, I totally do.
Yeah?
Yeah, I kind of wait for that nudge of God... putting that on my heart to give. I mean, so I do.
Okay. I didn't know. See, we have no
Dave
knowledge.
Dave and I are doing therapy right now.
Here we are, right here. We're that couple.
Yeah.
But see, that makes it easy. If you have this money that's designated to give, it makes it like, oh, yeah, let's just...
Yeah.
Here we go. How much, Lord? Then it's just how much.
Well, and sometimes I will keep cash with me in order to give it to people.
Yeah.
And another thing that I've done is I'll buy gift cards for food that I can give away to people if I see somebody on the road
that's
or
a great
needs
idea.
It. Yeah. And I think it's really good, too, if you have kids, that they see the generosity of your heart.
Yep.
Hmm. Yeah, and I'm just thinking as we wrap today, if there's a family that's going to start writing down what's going on financially, that's a big step, right?
Yeah.
No, it's...
That's huge.
And what do you do if your spouse... won't do it with you.
It makes it fun, right?
Well, I mean, you don't have to. I mean, I don't want to say you don't need their permission, but I don't think that you necessarily, that they would necessarily have a problem with you just looking at what's going on, right?
Hmm.
It's like, well, that's just information.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many different variables, different marital tension.
I know,
present,
you guys are the experts here.
But, you know, I think like anything else, I mean, you know, if I were married to Linda and she weren't walking with the Lord, like I would still do my best to walk with the Lord, even though it's great when we're walking arm in arm. And I think the same thing financially. It's like you make the most of what you can.
I think too, to not put the emotion with it, because my first instinct would be defensiveness, because I would think, oh, Dave's doing this, so I spend less money, and he's, you know, I get defensive.
Yeah.
Even with his tone, like, hey, we need to start clamping down. And I feel like he's saying, this is all your fault.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so to have that discussion, like, I think what I'd like to do is talk about money. I want to be able to not feel this bondage for both of us. Yeah. And I don't want the tension in our relationship.
I mean, the conversation would have to require a lot of humility.
Yeah. Yep.
Because even what you're saying, I'm like, okay, if I was the one tracking it and Ann didn't want to, the only way to come to her with that now knowledge is to go, hey, we have goals, right? Mm-hmm. I think we both would love to save money. We'd love to someday feel freedom from money. I've done a little homework. Mm-hmm. Can we just talk? Here's where we're at.
And I'd say, is this all on me? Are you doing this because you're mad at me?
Right.
I would ask those questions.
Well, the humility would have to be, I'm not coming in like you guys started yesterday saying, we're not going to come in here and yell at you about money. We're just saying we're living this life. Yeah.
It doesn't work. Right. Yeah.
Well, and what's frustrating you that we can fix? Let's figure out how to fix this, you know? Because if you're frustrated because you think you always have to ask permission, then he needs to know that so that you can fix that problem, right? Like, it's not just a one-sided thing. This is definitely about how can we make this better for both of us.
And once you have the knowledge, she's also going to be able to go, well, look at this. You spent $1,000.
Right.
Yeah.
On one thing, and I've spent...
I don't think I'd even say that.
No, I mean, but you would have the knowledge to
go... No,
but
some people would. Paper. Yeah.
You would need
I
to.
Would.
Yeah.
I'm being honest.
I mean, if one spouse is saying, hey, this is all you, and then you have knowledge to go, well, it is me, but it's both of us.
Right.
That's really helpful.
And what you're saying, too, is this can make your marriage better.
You're listening to Dave and Ann Wilson with Bob and Linda Loddick on Family Life Today. Bob's got a great quote on money from the famous Billy Graham that you'll want to hear in just a second. But first, we'd love to send you a copy of Bob and Linda's book. It's called Simple Money, Rich Life. It'll be our thank you to you when you partner financially today with us. You can give online at familylifetoday.com, or you can give us a call at 800-358-6329. That's 800, F as in family, L as in life, and then the word today. Okay, now here's Bob Loddick with a profound word from Billy Graham.
It's so funny, as we've got our money in line, like it's just helped our marriage so much, mm-hmm. like in so many different ways.
Yeah.
I remember Billy Graham, he's got a quote where he said something to the effect of like, and he was talking about a person, but he said if a person gets their relationship with money sorted out, it affects like basically every other area of their life.
Mm.
And I'm like, I think that's true.
Now, tomorrow on Family Life Today, David and Wilson are joined again by Bob and Linda Loddick to get us all thinking about the question, does God have your heart when it comes to your finances? Are those two things connected well with one another? That's tomorrow. On behalf of Dave and Ann Wilson, I'm Shelby Abbott. We'll see you back next time for another edition of Family Life Today. Family Life Today is a production of Family Life, a crew ministry, helping you pursue the relationships that matter most.